Welcome to the Celtic Geek, the town crier for both kinds of entertainment, Celtic and geek. My name is Mark Gunn, and this podcast episode is brought to you by you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here with me. It was kind of weird yesterday because I didn't record this podcast. I did the Irish and Celtic music podcast instead, and it weren't great. Everything worked out as planned. The show is now up on the Patreon site and will be going live tomorrow morning on the website, CelticMusicPodcast.com. I'm sorry if I sound a little bit out of it. I've had a stressful morning. It's been one of those things. I have a friend who's going through some nasty stuff and you know, just stressful. Very stressed. So, last week I released Doctor of Gallifrey on the Fump. I got two fillings, and is it just me, or does everyone else think that dentistry seems like total barbarism? I keep thinking about Star Trek IV, when they, you know, Dr. McCoy is in the hospital, and he says, and they're about to drill into Chekhov's brain, and he's like, yeah. This is like living in the Dark Ages, you know. I can't help but think that dental procedures, dentists, it's just barbaric. It wasn't too bad an experience getting my teeth filled with two cavities, but it was still just feels like barbarism. This weekend, I was in New Orleans, went to the Irish House, and had a great gig. Not only were there lots of people out there, I want to thank to Jan and Jim and David and all the people who showed up. There's a whole bunch of people, and I don't remember everyone's name. And I made a few new fans, sold some CDs, and, you know, had a good time. It was actually one of the more relaxing times at that show. Not only, maybe it had to do with partially the setup. They changed how it was set up so that it faces straight down into the restaurant instead of having you cocked looking at both the restaurant or the bar. Actually, it was facing the bar before, and no one at the bar really cares what you're playing. So I love this because I stopped trying to think about, oh, who's over there? I don't care because they don't care. So why should I? I'm not going to try to appeal to them if they get to listen and all of a sudden get excited about it. Awesome. But more than likely not. What was really cool though was I brought Kinsey up to sing a couple times, and at the end, she got up and sang. I told her to sing "Let It Go," so she starts singing into the microphone and just really soft, and then she starts losing a little focus. But as she sings, you know, people start turning and peeking and saying, "What's that? Who's that?" And they started coming around from the bar, speaking of people not paying attention. Soon, there's a huge crowd of people, and Kenzie's getting reinforced with the excitement and from all the smiles and encouragement. And next thing you know, there's like this huge crowd listening to her sing "Let It Go," and it was just beautiful. It was totally awesome. And of course, then the cheers were bigger than anything I gained. So we have a new star waiting, star to be born. A star is born. Maybe that's what I'll call this episode. And it was awesome. Jamie Hauser got to sing with me for a few songs too, which was a total delight. I always love singing songs with her. I wish my wife could have seen the one she was wanting to hear, "Who's Gonna Shoe Your Pretty Little Foot," but she couldn't quite get. She was out. We were trying to wear Kenzie out because she had a. She was in a mood. So she ended up going to her friend's for a little bit for the first hour. And it was good, though. Speaking of kids. So I'm planning on next year releasing a kid CD. It's already recorded. I did it as part of the podcast, the Pub Songs podcast, earlier this year for St. Patrick's Day. And I'm trying, you know, working on the naming and all that stuff. This is going to be a bare bones recording, pretty much. It's going to be me and the auto harp. I might add another instrument in just because there's one song I was going to put on sci-fi drinking songs, but I felt it didn't quite fit and it would work great for this, which is Frogs in the Glen. I don't remember who told me about this song, but it was a song from Sesame Street. Someone suggested it a long time ago, so I recorded it, and then I added some pipes to it, so to give it that extra Scottish sound to it, and it sounds cool. That'll be on the, I think that's going to be on that CD. We'll see, if I put it on something else, who knows. But it's, I'm pretty happy with it. But my question was, should I release it as a physical CD or just digital downloads? And I'd love your thoughts or feedback. I mean, the thing is that the reason I asked this is that the album is, well, I didn't really, these aren't, mostly they're not new songs. It's a lot of repeats that I put into this album, songs that I've already done on other albums. I think there's a couple songs that are new, but for the most part, it's stuff that I've already recorded. I think the Leprechaun's on there, you know. Lots of things like that. But the question is, should this turn into, you know, an actual CD that I produce and sell at shows? I mean, would you buy a CD of kids' songs if, you know, that you might already have for your kids, basically? It's designed specifically for kids. Would you do that? Let me know. I'd love your thoughts and feedback. I was trying to think of what, let's see, what else, hold on, before I get back to that, I did decide regarding the Celtic invasion of Ireland that we're going to fly into Belfast and drive straight up to the Giant's Causeway. I haven't updated the website with that information yet, but Belfast, Giant's Causeway, so we're going to get this spectacular view, and some people will be tired. If you're, if you really want to do it right, you probably want to arrive a day early, and then we'll head on to the Giant's Causeway, and you'll be a little bit more relaxed and awake. It's a drive, usually, when you arrive on, what is it, Saturday morning. You usually end up pretty white. It can be tough, but here we're gonna fly into there, drive to the Giant's Causeway, then off to Donegal. I think we might actually end up spending a day in Belfast at the end of this trip. I'm still working on all those details, but I'll keep you informed as things progress. CelticInvasion.com. You can sign up to the mailing list to find out more about that. Let's see, what else? The Irish... I made some updates to the Patreon page over for the Celtic Music Podcast. CelticMusicPodcast.com/patron. And I added some attainable milestones. So they give you the option of releasing some milestones. You know, if you achieve this amount of donations, then I will do this for you or whatnot. So what I did is right now there are 9 sponsors donating $21 per episode for each episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And when they donate, now when I get to reach a milestone of $30, right now it's at $21 per episode, then I'm going to release the season 2 and 3 of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can download those from if you are a patron. So go sign up, become a patron, and you know, just $1 a month per episode, and lo and behold, you can get that. Right now, you can actually download the entire season 1 of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast for free over at that same website, CelticMusicPodcast.com/patron. So check that out. I also, let's see, I'm just going to go through some news and such, or thoughts. I've been mailing lists, email lists. If you are a content, a person who has an entrepreneur, let's say, if you are an entrepreneur, start a mailing list. I highly recommend it for anyone. Don't bother with Facebook pages and all that stuff. Just start a mailing list. Facebook pages and such are nice too, but really what people want is they want communication. And I'll be honest, I know there's at least one person who's a big fan of my music, and every time I send an email, I get a bounce from him saying, I don't really check this email at all. And it's a shame because, quite honestly, Facebook sucks and I provide minimal content there. There's a little bit, but you know, most of my content comes through podcasts, through my websites, and through email. And that's where I provide the best information. So, go and read that. Of course, if you want to, you know, just be a regular reader of the newsletter, markgun.com/newsletter is where I archive everything. Then you don't have to worry about the email list, but you're better off getting the email list because who knows when I will update that. same thing with CelticMusicMagazine.com. That includes the archives of the Celtic Music Magazine. As far back as I could scout, put together. I haven't done all of them, but basically the last couple of years are pretty solid. I thought I would share, I'm already running longer than I wanted, but I'm going to go ahead and share. I was thinking about the idea of things, what I could do in this podcast to, you know, entertain you and talk and whatnot about various things. And I haven't been totally on top of my shows and whatnot recently. So instead, I thought I might share a little bit about CDs. I was actually, so my very first solo CD under the name Mark Gunn is Soul of a Harper. But the very first album I ever released solo was actually called Geography. It was under the pseudonym Ichabod Zeus. Yes, it had a nice Greek god feel along combined with Dr. Seuss, which seemed appropriate to me. Ichabod was the nickname I got in college from my best friend Jimmy, and he and I use it. No one else does. So if you call me that, I probably will ignore you because I won't know who you're talking what you're talking about. But Ichabod, it's a fun name he and I use, and so that's where I ended up using for my show name when I was creating, you know, starting off with music. And I was listening to this album the other day, and there are bits of it I absolutely love, I gotta say. So it's called Geography, and it's kind of appropriate because, as I have said somewhere before, it's kind of all over the place. Musically, that is. It starts off with New Agey spacey track of gibberish. And goes into, you know, a fun drinking song, which is probably my first exploration of how to record a drinking song. And it came off well for that. That's one of Jimmy's, it's called the Lolly Song, and it's Jimmy's favorite. I don't remember all the tracks and what direction it goes, but there's a comedy track called Reflexology that has nothing to do with reflexology. There's this Christian rock song called Something More. And I actually love this song. It's got this driving beat. And the way I was playing the auto harp was totally cool because I got this thumb beat going, you know. It's really bloody cool. There's a song called Lounging in La La Land, which is, I like to say, was one of the first two Celtic songs, quote-unquote Celtic songs, I ever wrote. But as you can see, it was in the New Age Celtic genre, but it's, you know, called Lounging in La La Land. Actually, I think that was the first song that Andrew recorded on as well, before we started the Brobdingnagian Bards. And it's just, it's got this wonderful, it's beautiful sounding. Just the lyrics are crap, you know. I was going from this, I don't even know where I was going. I was just writing this poem that had lots of scientific stuff and Norwegian, or what is the pantheon of, oh God, I'm totally drawing a blank. Odin and all of them, Thor. Norse, the North Pantheon, these ideas, the Rainbow Bridge and such. And I just had fun creating this sound. And then, of course, there's like Dying Flame, which I really love as a song. And I think it came off as a nice recording, which was my lament for the state of the country music industry. I think at the time, actually, I was working at a bookstore and they were playing, or no, it was actually a little bit after that, but they were playing Garth Brooks, and he had just gotten popular, and I got stuck on that CD because it was a good CD. But the more I was hearing country songs, you know, the crappier they were sounding. They were just, you know, it was pop. It was basically just pop. And so I kind of lost, I was disenchanted with the music. And not saying I was ever a big country music fan, but there were some. You know, my family lived from West Texas, and or East Texas, rather. And so, you know, I found some songs that were, you know, pretty cool country songs that, you know, I still have a fondness for. A lot of the 70s, late 70s, early 80s artists. And so there's some great stuff. But this was a lament for that very thing, the state of the industry. And I think I did a good job. I think the musically plus the little story, there's a, in it, what's the second verse? Well, it was a story that my stepmom told me about my uncle, and my uncle Odell, who he was a used car salesman, you know, this big cowboy type guy with a big Stetson hat and big belly, and he mumbled a lot. He couldn't understand half what he said, but he was telling us, she told me a story about when she first met him, and he was chewing tobacco and basically spitting right around her feet. It was grotesque, and the guy was, to me, looking back now, was a sham. I'm a little bit bitter because he was the guy who would smell your hair and say, "Oh, you're not old enough to go to the rodeo yet." And my dad would tell me stories about how he took him to the rodeo at some point because he smelled old enough. But quite a character. And ultimately, though, he never did. He never did take me. So I'm very bitter towards him because I still have yet to go to a rodeo. And I wanted to, darn it. There's a song inspired by Ernie from Sesame Street. And, of course, the closing song is another driving performance of Freight Train by Elizabeth Cotton. And it came off beautifully, especially this is another one of those, a few years back, I went in and edited all of the song, the music, because, well, I had some timing errors and whatnot, so I fixed them, mostly. A few people but me can probably tell, but I can still tell. But, you know, overall, I was really pleased with the production of the album. I mean, just how it sounded as a body of work. And Geography, like I said, was kind of appropriate. I don't think I called it Geography because it's all over the place. I called it Geography because, well, I was a geography major and I like to travel, and it seemed appropriate. The picture on the pictures on the front cover was a picture. The picture on the front cover is a picture of the mountains, the Alps. I forget what mountain. I think that was from that town where Grappa was invented, or somewhere up in the Alps. And then the back picture was from my hometown in Isla di Mantegna, in the Veneto, and it's a wonderful area. Well, I think that's more than enough time for me to talk about this album, and I might talk about some more albums in the future. I'd love your thoughts. I'd love your feedback on anything of this. If there's something that you think I should share, that's Celtic or geek, I would love to hear it. So drop me a line, slancha@markgun.com. You can post your feedback also in the show notes over at kiltfather.com. And if there's anything else that you want to share or talk to me about, you know, I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much. Slancha.